right. Well, you've heard a lot about all of this. You have heard a lot about all of this with the arguments over battery factories here in Michigan. And it's not getting any better in Big Rapids or in Marshall. Glenn Kowalski is a Detroit native. He moved to the city of Marshall in Marshall Township back in 1987. And he's part of the Marshall Megasite battle. The committee for Marshall, not the Megasite, now in the Michigan Court of Appeals, will have an expedited hearing likely in early May, possibly June. So we need to dig in and see what's going on. Glenn, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
So you moved to Marshall a long time ago. You've been there, what, 40 years? Close.
That's right. Yep. Very close, yep.
So just lay it out for us. Tell us, you know, the conversation as you see it, from where it started, where we are, what's going on, and why people don't like it.
Sure. Well, I think the last time we talked, probably almost a year ago, we were just finishing up a petition drive. And so just as background, you know, we're talking about 3,000 acres of prime farmland along the Kalamazoo River here near Marshall, just west of Marshall. And, you know, the focus has been on, I would say, minimizing that impact. It was never ever thought that it would be anywhere near the size of that. So we tried to get a referendum in the township. That didn't work. We tried to get a referendum in the city. That didn't work. So we had a petition drive, collected 810 signatures.
Let me ask you about that. Why were you unable?
Required.
Hold on. Why were you unable to get it onto a ballot, onto a referendum anywhere? What happened?
Well, we were doing it under the city charter, so we formed the committee for Marshall, not the Megasite, of city residents, and petitioned. The city turned that petition down for two reasons. One was that there was a sum of money attached to that ordinance, an appropriation, and then the second is they said, well, only the committee can collect signatures, which is ridiculous. And in the state of Michigan, it's the
Supreme
Court ruling.
All right, so that didn't happen. All right, so they played games with you. I got that. All right, so let's continue on now to the 800-plus signatures you've got now. Where does that take us?
Yep. So when that was rejected, we were prepared immediately to take that to court. So we took it to circuit court. And this ties back into our connection with Green Township and actually North Dakota, where we're using the same law firm and specifically the same lawyer, Robert Duby. And so we went to circuit court. That was against the city of Marshall, but of course, Ford, as well as MEDC, which is the Michigan Economic Corporation, Development Corporation, and MEDA, which is the Marshall Area Economic Development Association, as well as another ballot committee, tried to intervene. So you've got a bunch of lawyers kind of trying to pile on, the court rejected everyone except for MEDA. We've gone through that process now. We had a retired judge out of Muskegon in the circuit court. Basically, our focus was on election law and constitutional law focus. The court rejected that and granted them a summary disposition. So that basically, then again, we were prepared to take it to Michigan Court of Appeals, which we have done. We asked for an expedited case because we'd like to see this on the November ballot. So they've agreed. They're not allowing any additional intervention. So that's where we're at.
So
we're looking probably likely
happen?
Early June now.
You think you're going to get a chance to vote on this? And if people in Marshall get a chance to vote on this, what are they going to say?
Well, that's a good question. So when we did our petition drive, we actually looked at who said yes and who said no in terms of signing the petition. So we feel pretty comfortable that in the city, as well as the surrounding area for sure, people don't want to see 3,000 acres of land development. And as you're probably aware, Ford has reduced the size of their footprint. They're down to about 500 acres. So this isn't all about Ford. That's the beginning of this. But it's really about 3,000 acres, which, to put it in perspective, it's over 75% the size of the city. It's larger than Mackinac Island. So we expect the appellate court has three judges. We think we have a strong case. We think there were some things missing from the circuit court. They didn't address the signature issue at all. They referenced, the other side referenced an MGM case in Detroit, which really doesn't apply. It's a different charter. It's a completely different situation. But so that's where we're at in terms of, the court case.
So that's
You know,
pretty
beyond
important, though.
that, our
Obviously,
group has held together.
right? If you can put it in front of the people, that's the best chance you have to figure out where you go from here. That's pretty clear, Glenn. And I want you to come back here in just a few, not too long, hopefully. As soon as we have a decision, I want you to come back so then we can talk about where it goes from there. But thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. There, Glenn Kowalski, Committee for Marshall, not the mega site. This is the pushback happening in Big Rapids, Marshall, Eagle Township, which is west of the capital city of Lansing, of course. People don't want this, as a general rule. They get buffaloed and forced and get this shoved down their throats. They're not interested. We'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.